Hare Krishna. So this afternoon, we're going to go to Vrindavan without ticket, without visa, and no security check. And first step to get to Vrindavan is to get the mercy of Guru and Vaishnava. Just like Krishna has told by his own lotus mouth in Bhagavad Gita, Tadvidi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadekshanti te gyanam gyaninas tatvadarshana. That just try to learn the truth by approaching the wise and bona fide spiritual master. And pariprasnena. Prasna means to ask questions. But here Krishna says pariprasnena. That you should get all of your doubts cleared. Actually, we should not be afraid of doubts. Everybody has doubts. And doubts are actually the food for our faith. What did I say? Doubts are the food for our faith. Because if we have some doubt, and we approach the guru or some senior Vaishnava, and he's able to resolve that doubt for us, then our faith will grow. So we should not be afraid of doubts. We should be afraid of not expressing our doubts. Because Krishna says, pariprasnena, get all your answers, questions satisfied. Pariprasnena. And then sevaya. Seva means service. Not that we go to Guru and Vaishnava, we take some knowledge and tata, see you later. Out of gratitude, we must render some service to Guru and Vaishnava. It's like if we study this light bulb, we'll find there's one line coming from the powerhouse, right? And one line going back. As soon as we flip the switch, the circuit is complete and light comes on. So we accept knowledge from Guru and Vaishnava, and when we render service, then the circuit is complete. Then we become enlightened. So we have a very beautiful song here in Brijbhasa language, the language of Braj. We have it on our song sheets there. Sri Guru Charan Kamala Bhajaman. The part that comes again and again is very simple. You'll learn in 2 seconds and sing with us. Sri Guru Charana Kamala Bhajaman. 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 Charan, I think you all know by now. What is the meaning of charan? Charan just means feet. Charan means feet. Just like we sing every morning, Bandegaru Sri Chara Nara Bindam. So charan means feet. And Kamala means the same thing as Arabinda. Arabinda or Kamala both mean lotus. Sri Guru Charan Kamala Bhaja Man. Man means the heart. We should worship the lotus feet of Guru with all our heart. Sri Guru Charana Kamala Bhajaman. 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 Guru Charana Kamala Bhajaman. Sri Guru Charana Kamala Bhajaman. Sri Guru Charana Kamala Bhajaman. Krishna Kripa Ki, excuse me, Guru Kripa Bina, Nahi Koi Sadhan Bal, Bhajaman Bhajanukshan. Guru Kripa Bina, Nahi Koi Sadhan Bal, Bhajaman Bhajanukshan. Sri Guru Charana Kamala Bhajaman. 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 Guru Charana Kamala Bhajaman. Sri Guru. Milta nahi aise durlabh janam brahmadu chora bhuvan. Milta nahi aise durlabh janam brahmadu chora bhuvan. Kisi ko milta hai aho bhagya se hari bhakton ke darshan. Kisi ko milte hai aho bhagya se hari bhakton ke darshan. Sri Guru Charana Kamala Bhajaman. Sri Guru Charana Kamala Bhajaman. Sri Guru Charana. Guru Charana Kamala Bhajaman. Sri Guru. Krishna Kripa Ki Ananda Murati Dina Jana Karuna Nidan. Krishna Kripa Ki Ananda Murati Dina Jana Karuna Nidan. Bhakti Bhava Prem Dino Prakashata Siguru Patita Bhava. Bhakti Bhava Prem Dino Prakashata Siguru Patita Bhava. Siguru Charana Kamala Bhajaman. Sri Guru Charana Kamala Bhajaman. Guru Charana Kamala Bhajaman. Sri Guru. Shruti Smriti Or Purana Namohe Kino Svasta Praman. Shruti Smriti Or Purana Namohe Kino Svasta Praman. Tanamana Jivan Guru Pade Arpan Sihari Namaratan. Tanamana Jivan Guru Pade Arpan Sihari Namaratan. Sri Guru Charana Kamala Bhajaman. 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 Guru Charana Kamala Bhajaman. Sri Guru. Sri Guru Charana Kamala Bhajaman. Srila Prabhupada Ki. Sri Guru Charan Kamala Bhajaman. Just worship the lotus feet of Guru with all your heart. Guru Kripa Bina Nahi Koi Sadhan Bal. Bal we were discussing yesterday. Bal means strength. And Bina means without. Guru Kripa Bina. Without the mercy of Guru, then our sadhana has no bal, no strength. So we should always be anxious to get the mercy of the Guru. Guru Kripa Bina Nehi Koi Sadhan Mal. Bhajaman Bhaja Anukshan. Shan means moment. So Anukshan means at every moment we should remember the lotus feet of the spiritual master. Just like Prabhupada said, I'm never feeling separation from my spiritual master because I'm always remembering his order. Milta Nehi, I say Durlab Janam Brahmadhu Choda Bhuvan. Choda Bhuvan is a very fancy way to say the universe. 14 worlds. So we wander throughout these 14 worlds in so many different species of life. But this human form of life, Durlab. Durlab means very, very rare. Not very easily gotten. Dur, we heard yesterday. Dur means far. So in that sense, that not very often. Durlab. Do we get this human form of body? Just like how many people have been to Gorpanima festival in Mayapur? Well, quite a few. So you know at that time, for every human being, there's 1 crore of mosquitoes. Is it? If you don't put mosquito net, they will pick you up and take you off for Sunday feast. So bugs, birds, bees, all dogs, cats, these things are very numerous. But human form of life is very rare. And it's only with this human form of life that we can ask questions. Why am I here? Why am I suffering? What are the sun and moon? What's going on out there in the universe? We can ask these questions. No other being asks these questions. Only the human being. So it's already very difficult to get this human form of life. We should not waste this opportunity. But even more difficult, says Kisi ko milte hai aho bhagya se. Bhagya means by great fortune. Bhagya means by great fortune. Hari bhakton ke dara san. This Brijbhasa language is just like children's language. For a small child to say such a complicated word, darshan, So in Brijbhasa we say Darasan. This is Bachaka Bhasha, children's language. Already difficult to get this human form of life, but in this human form of life to get darshan of a pure devotee of the Lord, even more rare. Even more rare. And by darshan of pure devotee, we can get the information how to go back to home, back to Godhead, back to lotus feet of Krishna. So I was thinking nice pastime of Prabhupada to tell, just now it slipped. Because yesterday we were talking about Prabhupada walking on Venice Beach. So in very, very old days, before I even joined, Prabhupada used to go on morning walk practically alone. He would just, whoever drove him, he would walk with Prabhupada and that was it. By the time I joined, then a morning walk became a big deal. Everybody wanted to go. So there was one devotee, he and I opened up the temple in Dallas, Texas together. His name was Mohanananda. He was part of the same commune where Jayatirtha and many other devotees came from. And he had bright red hair. So he had, you know, like hair like this all over, bright red. So funny, when he shaved up, he had this big bright red sika. Mohanananda. So he told me one day, he was walking with Prabhupada on Venice Beach. And, because Los Angeles on the west coast, the sun was coming up over the city. One side was coast, one side was the city. The sun was coming up in the east. And it looked like sun was just glowing orange. And he said he felt like Prabhupada and the sun had made a pact, a deal, to bring light into the world. As Prabhupada was orange, sun was orange, like they made a deal, both of them made a deal together to bring light into the world. So they're walking down the sand, and there was one famous TV personality named Ernie Kovacs. Now, probably none of you have ever heard of Ernie Kovacs. This is a long time ago. And Prabhupada had been on his TV show one time. And he was standing there with some of his friends on the beach. They were also watching the sunrise, some of his Hollywood friends. And he saw Prabhupada and he came running up. Swamiji! Swamiji! Huh? Do you remember me, Swamiji? And Prabhupada looked, said, no. Swamiji, you were on my TV show. I let you come on my TV show. Huh? Take away the mustache, Swamiji. You don't remember? You came on my show. I let you come on my show. And Prabhupada said, I do not remember. Then he looked at his ego was like this, Swamiji, I let you come on my show. And Prabhupada said, I do not remember. Started coming down. So Prabhupada looked at Mohanananda. Now everybody knows that Prabhupada was on Ernie Kovacs' show. But Mohanananda, if Prabhupada doesn't remember, then I don't remember. He says, Prabhupada, do you remember? He says, no, Prabhupada, I don't remember. And his ego just went. Then, just to be nice, Prabhupada said, we come here almost every morning to walk, as it's very nice and peaceful, you know. And he said, Hare Krishna, and walked on, left Ernie Kovacs with his ego completely smashed. So this is probably not on any memories tape. I was just remembering this pastime this morning. Another pastime from Venice Beach walks. There was one fellow, Dr. Stilson Judah, who was the president of the Theological Union of University of California at Berkeley. It's a very famous university. Everybody's heard of UC of Berkeley. We call it Berserkly. Anyway, he appreciated Prabhupada very much. In the beginning, he wrote many books, or a couple of books at least, on Krishna consciousness. One was Hare Krishna and the Counterculture. But he appreciated Prabhupada very much, despite his Christian background. So one time, I just happened to be in L.A. when Dr. Stilson Judah was there, so they invited him to come on the morning walk with Srila Prabhupada. So they were walking down we were walking down Venice Beach. The sun was coming up over the city. And Dr. Judah said, Prabhupada, what do you do about the problem of lust? Because every religious movement has to deal with this problem. And Prabhupada stopped. He poked his cane in the sand. He said, unless you become fully Krishna conscious, there is no solution. And he walked a few more steps and he said, without becoming fully Krishna conscious, there's no solution. One has to become completely absorbed in Krishna's service. But then he can overcome all of these things. Just like Bhakti Vinod, he has a very beautiful song. He says, what is that? Ramani jana sanga sukham chasake charame bayadam puru sartaharam harinama sudarasa matamatir bhajagodrumakanana kunjavidum bhajagodrumakanana kunjavidum bhajagodrumakanana kunjavidum bhajagodrumakanana kunjavidum bhajagodrumakanana kunjavidum. This is a very beautiful song by Bhaktivinoda Thakur called Godruma Bhajana Upadesh, where he gives many, many instructions. So he says, Ramani Janasanga Sukham Chasake. So he's talking to his friend, oh, Sake, Saka, oh, my dear friend. Ramani means young girl. It's like we know Krishna is known as Radha Raman, who loves Radharani. So Ramani means young girl. Ramani jana sangha sukham, the happiness that comes in the company of young girls, charame bhayadam purushartha haram. In the end, it is very fearful because our goal of life will be lost. Because we simply become absorbed in more and more materialistic life and we forget the goal of life, purushartha haram. So how to get free? Prabhupada said, you, me, bird, bee, everyone trapped. So, Hari Nama Sudara Samata Matir Bajagodhruma Kanana Kunja Vidum. Vidum is another name for the moon. So just worship that golden moon. Kanan means forest, of the forest, the kunjas of the forest of Godrum. Bajagodhruma Kanana Kunja Vidum. How? Hari Nama Sudara Samata Matir. Just matamatir means to become completely absorbed in this harinam, harinama sudha. There's two words, very similar. Shuddha, shuddha we know means pure. Just like we say shuddha bhakta, pure devotee. And sudha, with a regular straight S, sudha means nectar. Harinama sudha rasa. You have to become absorbed in me and bring your young daughter with you. And they went through the village. They came to one house where man was dying. And he told Akbar, you watch his face. You come in first and your daughter behind you. So Akbar came in. The emperor came to his house. He didn't even look up. But as soon as the young princess walked in, immediately he's pushing himself up to see. He's okay, Akbar, I believe it. Isn't that all the way to the end? So simply we have to become fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, there's no solution. It will go to the end. We have to become absorbed in the holy name. That is Mahaprabhu's mercy in this year, in this yuga, and become absorbed, constantly absorbed in our service. So once we get mercy of Guru and Vaishnava, and we... then we need to get mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. So for them, for Lord Chaitanya, we have very beautiful bhajan. And this is also in Brijbhasa language, very sweet. So it's also very simple. The part that comes again and is very simple. One song is there, Sundara Lala. Sundara Lala, Sachiru Lala, Najata Sri Hari Kirtaname. Sundara Lala, Sachiru Lala, Najata Sri Hari Kirtaname. Palle chandana tilagamanohara alakashobe kapolaname. Palle chandana tilagamanohara alakashobe kapolaname. Sundara lala sadhiru lala najata sri hari kirtaname. Bala Sundara Lala, Sachiru Lala, Najata Sri Hari Kirtaname. Shri
re chuda darshani rale vanapula mala ye padole chire chuda darshani rale vanapula mala ye padole paiyana pita patambala shobe yupura runu junu charananda me paiyana pita patambala shobe yupura runu junu charananda bala jane lala sadinala narta hari idame Radha Krishna ekatanu hai nirvana maje bansi bajave Radha Krishna ekatanu hai nirvana maje bansi bajave Sarupagi Prabhu ji sai avat prakatai nodiya me Visarupagi Prabhu ji sai avat prakatai nodiya me bolo sundara lala sadina lala narata hari dame koi gavat hai Radha Krishna naam koi gavat hai Hari guna gaan koi gavat hai Mridanga tala madura rasala bajata hai koi rangana mein Mridanga tala madura rasala bajata hai koi rangana Bolo sune lala sadinala Nadat hari dame Bolo na jata ni hari idane Bolo na jata ni hari idane Sachinandana Gaura Hari Om oh. Sundara Lala Sachidu Lala Nachata Sri Hari Kirtane. So I think some of you know the meaning of Sundar by now. Beautiful. Oh, you know. All right. Because I'm surprised. Many places I go, nobody knows what Sundar means. Just like our deities in Vrindavan are Radha, Shama Sundar. So Sundar means very beautiful. But 530 years ago when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, he was not Shama Sundar, he was Gaura Sundar. The Sundara Lala. In Braj, when we went to call a little boy, then we say, Oh Lala, Aja Lala, come here Lala, Aja. If we want to call a young girl, then we say, Oh, Lali, come here, Lali, Aja, Lali. So Lala means young boy. Sundara Lala, he was a very beautiful young boy. And who's little boy? Just like a week from now, we'll celebrate Jamashtami, so we know that Bhagwan Brijinda Nandan Shyam Sundar's mother's name was? Yasoda, huh? Hmm? So we call him Yasoda Nandan or Yasoda Dulala. Hmm? I think we have one Yasoda Dulala here in our... Oh, this is him, all right. Yasoda Dulala, all right. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mother's name was? Sachi Devi. So we call him Sachi Nandan or Sachi Dulala. Hmm? And he appeared on the Falgun Purnima night. Hmm? That is also known as Holy Purnima. And now because of the appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it is also known as Gaur Purnima. Hmm? And he appeared underneath the neem tree. So he was given the name Nimai. Hmm? And his father's name was Jagannath Mishra. Hmm? And Mishra means Brahman. Hmm? If anybody's named Mishra, you know that he's a Brahman. So he became known as Nimai Pandit. What was his name? Nimai Pandit. Hmm? And on that particular Falgun Purnima night, there was Chandragrahan, there was moon eclipse. Hmm? Now why on the appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there moon eclipse? Because especially in Bengal, when there's moon eclipse, everyone goes to the bank of the Ganga, the holy banks of the Ganga, and they bathe, and they chant very loudly, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So when the whole world was roaring with the holy name, Little Mai made his appearance, just to give some indication what was going to be his future duty, future mission. But on one recording, Prabhupada explains there was another reason why there was moon eclipse. Is what do we call the moon in Sanskrit? Chandra. So we just heard Lord Chaitanya's another name is Gaur Sundar. His another name is Gaura Chandra. So Prabhupada explained that that ordinary Chandra, he was thinking that when such a beautiful Gaura Chandra is appearing, what is the use of this ordinary moon? Huh? He hit his face. Nasundar Gaura Chandra, he said, Arantanya ke kakame. He hit his face in shame. Therefore there was moon eclipse. And actually Krishnadas Kaviraj, he has kept one verse in his Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila. He says, Akalanka Gaura Chandra Dila Darasana, Sakalanka Chandra Ki Priyojana. Kalank means spotted, dirty. So Akalank, we know when we put A, then it's opposite, spotless. Akalanka Gaura Chandra Dila Darasana. That spotless moon of Gaura Chandra has appeared. Sakalank, Sa means with. Sakalank, that spotted moon. Sakalanka Chandra Ki Priyojana. What is the use of that ordinary moon, that spotted moon? Therefore, on Mahaprabhu's appearance, moon was eclipsed. He was embarrassed to show his face before the beauty of Gaur Chandra. So Sundaralala Sachi Dulala Nachata. Now you all heard of Lord Shiva. He's known as Nataraj. But Nata, this is very harsh, hard Sanskrit word. Our Brijbhasa language is very soft, sweet language. So we don't use hard word nata. We say nachata. He's dancing. And where Lindi Manaya is dancing? Nachata Srihari Kirtan Me. Now Hindi, instead of having prepositions, we have postpositions. I think maybe also in Yugoslavia, in your Slovenian language, huh? He's dancing Srihari Kirtan in. Nachata Srihari Kirtan me. Something similar in your grammar I've seen. Maybe. I saw in one sign, it was A after it, meaning that of. Anyway, in Hindi, we have post position. He's dancing Srihari Kirtan in. Nachata Srihari Kirtan me. Because in this dark age of Kali, this is the recommended process, chanting very loudly and enthusiastically, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So once we get mercy of Guru and Vaishnava, and we get mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, and we chant the holy name, then we can go to Braj. So we have a nice song. It's in your song, but not in the sheets. Oh, here it is. This is the most ecstatic panchatattva. You're the most beautiful panchatattva I've ever seen, but this is the most ecstatic panchatattva I've ever seen. This was used to be in Leicester Temple. Now I understand they have some new deities, but the first time I went there, I was paying my obeisance. I thought it was I thought it was Krishna and the cowherd boys dancing. You see, they're dancing very wildly. But as I was going down to the ground, I noticed that one of the cowherd boys has got a beard. And then before going down, I sat up and looked and I saw it. I said, wait, Prabhu. Then I realized it's Panchatattva. You can see, you're the most ecstatic. Even more sweet is another place in Wales called Swansea. They have even more sweet, same exact form, but painted a little bit differently. So it's very, very ecstatically sweet. So if you have songbooks, this is Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan. Govinda Gopi Nata Madana Moha Chama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govada Makunda Radha Kunda Giri Govada Kalindi Jamuna Jaya Jaya Mahava Kalindi Jamuna Shigata Bamsi Vata Padashakana Gata Bamsi Vata Padashakana Jaza Balila Koilo Sinandananda Nanda Jasoda Jaya Jaya Gopaga Sri Ramadi Jaya Jaya Denu Vasaga Mari Jaya Jaya Dinu Vasaga
Jaya Vrishabhanu Jaya Kirtida Sundari Jaya Vrishabhanu Jaya Kirtida Sundari Jaya Purnamasi Jaya Nilanagari Jaya Jaya Gopi Shara Vrindavana Jaya Jaya Krishna Saga Bhattu Dijara Jaya Brahma Gata Jaya Rohini Nanda Jaya Rama Gata Jaya Rohini Nanda Jaya Jaya Vrinda Vana Vasi Jataya Jaya Dvija Patni Jaya Naga Kanyaga Jaya Dvija Patni Bhakti Dejahara Paila Govinda Chara Sivasa Mandala Jaya Jaya Radha Jaya Jaya Rasa Lila Chava Madhura Jaya Jai Ujwala Rasa Sarva Rasa Sai Parakiya Bhave Jabrajiti Praja Janava Pada Padma Koriya Smara Janava Pada Padma Dina Krishna Dasa Koe Namasankira Jaya Radhe Jaya Krishna Jaya Vrindava Sri Govinda Gopi
Madana, Madana. Vrindavanam Jaya, Vrindavanam Jaya, Vrindavanam Jaya, Vrindavanam Jaya, Vrindavanam Jaya, Vrindavanam Jaya, Vrindavanam. Bolo Sri Braja Bhumi Vrindavan Dhamma Ki Jai Jai Sri Radhe. So whenever we're outside of Vrindavan, we like to sing this song just to remember Vrindavan. But when we can sit in the shade of the trees of Braj and sing this song, it's got very special taste. And when you go to Vrindavan and go in Prikama, and I'll take you to show you all these places, and when you come back here to Ludhiana, you will sit down and sing this song and you'll see all the places coming like slideshow within the heart. Bing, bing, bing. So one verse is there, Jaya Rohini, Jaya Rama Gata Jaya Rohini Nandan. So we're celebrating the appearance of Lord Balaram. So today we'll continue with our discussion of some of the pastimes of Lord Balaram. Because we know Rohini Nanda means Balaram. So Jaya Rama Gata. There's a place quite far away. And we don't often go there. Brajmanda Prakama goes there every year. But we don't often go there. But it's a very beautiful, natural place. You have to go way down the highway, and just before a village called Chata, you have to turn in, and you go way down till you get to the bank of the Jamuna. There's a place called Shergar, whose real name is Kailanvan. As Kail means sports. There, Krishna and Balaram and the cowherd boys used to sport. And the little distance from Kailanvan is Ramagat. But if you ask anybody for Ramgat, all the villagers will just look at you with blinking eyes. Because nobody knows it as Ramgat. They all know it as Ancha Dauji. Ancha Dauji. This is Brijbhasa for Kinch. He pulled the Jamuna River with his plow in that place. If you ask for Ancha Dauji, oh, you go there and then turn. A very, very beautiful natural place. So many huge trees are there. It's like our Sureshwar was asking, is there any place we can see forest? There is, surrounded by agricultural fields, but there's beautiful, huge peepal trees are there. When Krishna saw a peepal tree, he said, Maya, are Maya, what kind of tree is this? What's got a, what's leaf has got a tail? What kind of tree is this? What leaf has got a tail? Ye kanki pehe, jiske pati ki punche maya. And Mother Yasoda looked and said, oh Lala, this is peepal tree. Just like you've seen in front of Prabhupada's Samadhi. He's got leaf shaped like a little heart like this and comes down to a little punch tail. There's huge peepal trees. There's two of them. One of them is, they're mostly white, but this one is white and the other half is black. So the pujari there, he says, is Krishna and Balaram. And beautiful. Some of the biggest gular trees I've ever seen, Indian fig trees are there. And so many beautiful flowers are there, and huge banyan tree. When Krishna saw a banyan tree, he said, are maya, what kind of tree is this what's got a beard? What kind of tree is this what's got a beard? Are maya, ye kain ki pehe, jiski dari hai maya. Ye kain ki pehe, jiski dari hai maya. And Mother Yasoda looks, oh Lala, this is banyan tree. You saw he has roots hanging down just like beard. So it's a very, very beautiful natural place. And there's a wonderful description Because Lord Balaram, we know, in the month of Chaitra and Vaisakh, he came to this place. I don't have my glasses. Anyway, we'll try. He was in Dwarka, and they were getting reports about how the Vrishvasis were suffering so much. Somehow Krishna wouldn't go, so Dauji went. And during the months of Chaitra and Vaisakh, these are the 2 months of spring, when all the flowers are blooming and beautiful scents are in the air, and nice, especially in the evening, it's very, very pleasant. So that time Balaram, he went there to Braj. And in this Ramghat, he engaged in Raslila with his gopis. Because there's 2 sets of gopis. Krishna has got his gopis, and Balaram has got his gopis. So Balaram was dancing in this place with his gopis. But Krishna's gopis, they were watching through the bushes, just remembering their pastimes with Krishna. And in Bhakti Ratnakar, in the 5th chapter, Narahari Chakravarti gets such a beautiful description. In Srimad Bhagavatam, it is stated that Bhagawan Sri Balaram stayed in Braj for 2 months and supplied divine enjoyment to the gopis each night. Sri Raghava continued to describe the beauty of Balaram at the time of his Rasa Keli. Because this 5th chapter of Bhakti Ratnakar, Raghava Pandit is taking Srinivas and Naratam, the 2nd generation of Vaishnava Acharyas, on Prikama of Braj. O Srinivas, knowing that he would perform his Rasa Leela with his dear lovers, Balaram happily came to this place. This pleasant spot, situated near the Jamuna River, was continually filled with scented air. The flowers of the gardens were in full bloom, and the sky was bright from the full moon. The humming of the bumblebees and the sweet whistling of different birds surcharged the atmosphere. Millions of male and female peacocks danced. Meow, meow. And many deer played in the garden. As Balaram relaxed beneath a tree, the guards in heaven, it's probably the gods in heaven sang the glories of Rohini Nandan, whose beauty and posture would fascinate the world. The following is a song. Glory to valiant Rohini Nandan, the white conch, kunda flowers, camphor, and the silver white mountain bow down to Balaram's beautiful bright complexion. You want to hear that again? Me too. The white conch, kunda flowers. We described the kunda flowers yesterday. This comes in the winter time. Now we have mogra flowers, little white flowers, but in the winter season then kunda flowers come. Camphor, we all know camphor, very bright white. And the silver white mountain bow down to Balaram's beautiful, bright complexion. His curly hair, the beauty of his carefree locks of hair on his forehead, his bright tilak, enchants the world. He stirs the hearts of the young maidens. His lotus eyes are restless, and his eyebrows dance like black bumblebees near his bright earrings. With a short nose and a face which conquers the splendor of the moon, it seems like nectar pours from his body. His arms are decorated with bangles and jeweled necklaces adorn his strong chest. His thin waist makes the lion feel insufficient, and his blue dress enhances his figure. His beautifully shaped thighs and feet fascinate the hearts of all who see him. O Srinivas, who can keep his composure, seeing the splendor of Baladev? It was here that Rama sat on a jeweled throne in a graceful Ramotsav dress. The beauty of Baladev conquered millions of Kamdes, and every moment of his charms the Munis and Indras. The glory of his body, which brightens the 3 worlds, can win the pride of a million moons. The silky black curly hair covering his head is decorated with the jewel set crown and flowers. His lips are as red as bimba fruits, and his teeth sparkle like pearls. A garland of Vijayanti dangles from his powerful neck. The reddish color of the soles of his feet defeat the sun, and the brightness of his nails conquers the darkness. I am unable to describe the beauty of Baladev, as there is no comparison to him in this world. Whoever absorbs the gracefulness of Baladev is the most fortunate person. In the Puranas, Baladev Dhyan is written as follows. In this place, Rohini Nandan, Balaram, stood in a threefold bending form and blew joyfully on his horn, the sound of which moved the heart of Brahma and others. O Srinivas, with one mouth only, how can I describe the beauty of Balai's Leela? Here in this moonlit Jamuna Upavan, Balaram engaged in Leela, surrounded by millions of gopis. In that Upavan near the Jamuna, which was flooded by the bright moonlight and covered with the scent of lotuses, Balaram performed his Rasa Leela. Then Varuni Devi, sent by her father Varuna, flowed from a hole in a tree and filled the entire atmosphere with the sweet aroma of wine. Baladev breathed the scent and drank the wine with his beloved gopis in that garden. Raghava continued his story. After drinking the wine, Rohini Nandan engaged himself in divine lovemaking with his gopis. Some of the gopis played with mridanga, Ranika, and other instruments, while other gopis sang the glories of Balaram in beautiful songs based on beautiful tunes and beats. Lord Brahma and others were moved by the music. Sri Balaram himself became overwhelmed by the dance, the songs and music, and soon the Ras Mandir was filled with celestial nectar. To enjoy water sports with his lovers, Balaram brought the Jamuna near by pulling her with his plow and then sported in the water. After bathing, Balaram changed his dress, drank honey, and spent the night with his associates. In the early morning, the gopis could not bear their separation from Balaram and did not want to return to their homes. Balaram consoled them in many ways and sent them to their respective homes. Out of fear for Balaram, the Jamuna offered him prayers, and folding her hands, she threw herself at his feet. When by her own quiet nature the Jamuna was flowing to the South Ocean, she did not respond to the order of Balaram, and thus he pulled her with his plow. In this place, the Jamuna can be seen as she is. I sing the glory of this place with my devoted heart. Sri Raghava told his followers that Rasastali is famous throughout the world, and devotees offer their worship at this Ramagata Pradesh. So this very, very beautiful place, Lord Balaram, he was drinking this honey. And you know, if you drink too much honey, just like I remember after the Sunday feast, whatever was left over we used to take, and we just used to roll on the floor laughing. You get very intoxicated. So Balaram was intoxicated with all his gopis. Then he thought, let's go take bath in the Jamuna. But you know, as soon as you become intoxicated, you get a little lazy. He didn't want to walk all the way over there to the Jamuna. He thought, Aja! Vrishbhasa language is, people from outside of Braj, they're very shocked. Especially if you've come from Lucknow. Lucknow, they speak very sweet Hindi. Idhar aaye, bait jaaye, kha lijiye. You come to Braj, Aja! Beja! Kaja! She says, Aja! So this is the type of language you'll speak to a small child. So Jamuna was insulted. She didn't come. So then Baladev, he became angry. He took his plow and he began to drag Jamuna. And even today, if you go to Ramghat, you will see it is divided. Jamuna is divided into little streams there in memory of Lord Balaram's pastimes in this place. Very wonderful, sweet, peaceful. And all the little boys will come. They have these little wicker baskets. They open up and everybody's got a cobra in his basket. As soon as they see the foreign devotees have come, immediately five or six will come running with all cobras and all the different types of snakes, all trying to get money from us. While I was telling this pastime, I realized this is the day after Balaram Purnima. And on this day in Braj, all the deities have very, very funny darshans. I asked Padmanabh Goswami, why do they do like this? He said, well, they've been swinging in their swing. You know, the rain is coming, so beautiful breeze with little drops of water is coming. They're feeling in very nice mood. So Radha and Krishna are in funny mood, so they make all these funny darshans. So I'm feeling separation because this evening, I would take all the devotees on Harinam Sankirtan and we would go and visit all the Goswami temples because all the Goswami temples special darshan is there. First we come to Madan Mohan. And there we see that Radharani standing in the place of Krishna. She's standing up high and Krishna's standing down below. And Radharani, she's dressed like a king with her sari pulled between her legs and we're getting darshan of her beautiful Padarabinda, her beautiful lotus feet. And Krishna's down below holding a dal and talwar. What do you say? A sword and shield. Because the gopis, they stole Krishna's... while they were doing ras, they became tired. So Krishna and the gopis took rest. While they were resting, they stole his flute and crown. When he woke up, he couldn't find. He went everywhere, asking everyone. And Vrindadevi told him, you go see Lalita and Vishakha. They have got your crown. So they went to Lalita and Vishakha. And they said, yes, we have your crown and flute, but we will only give them to you when you bow down at the lotus feet of Radharani and accept her as, and you become her darwan, her guard. So Radharani standing up like a big king and Krishna's down below. And Krishna's flute and mukut are Radharani's feet and Krishna's down below and he's got a silver sword and a silver shield in his hand like this protecting Radharani. He's the doorman now. So then from Madan Mohan we wander on down and we come to Radha Damodar. And there we'll see a beautiful darshan called Sham Sakhi. Radharani was sitting with all her friends and she was very upset with Krishna. For some reason or another, she got upset with Krishna. He was probably with some other gopi. So she's pouting. So suddenly this beautiful kinnari appeared on the scene. Because we always read about the Gandharvas singing and the kinnaras playing musical instruments. So a female kinnara is a kinnari. And she appeared on the scene. And she offered to sing some song to cheer up their friend. And so all the gopis said, all right, you sing some song to cheer up our friend. So then he asked Radharani, what raga would you like to hear? And Radharani said, well, now it is this time of the day, this particular raga should be there. And then he asked something, dhal or something, what type of beat. And Radharani said, well, that part of the day, this much has passed, so this is the proper thing. And it's very complicated, even I don't remember all the things. But Radha and Krishna, they know all the intricate details of music. And what type of this? And Radharani said, that part of the day, this much has passed, so this is the proper thing at that time. And what about this? And then what note should I sing? And Radharani says, human voice can't reach to those notes. You just sing some song and make us happy. So Sham Sakhi, she was a very beautiful dark Sakhi. She began to play with her Bina. Beautiful songs, reaching notes that no human voice could possibly reach. All the gopis were just crying tears of happiness. They were so much in ecstasy. Then Radharani, she took the golden locket from her neck to offer to this Sham Sakhi. Because whenever somebody does some performance, you see in India, they come with a note and go like this around their head. You know, chavar. Offer something in return. So she's the golden locket. And she's about to place it on Sham Sakhi's neck. When Lalita Sakhi says, look closely. And Radharani looked underneath the dress. She could see this Sakhi, she's in threefold bending form. Then she understood she's almost, because to put a locket on the neck means you're going to embrace. And Krishna said, just give me the jewel locket of your anger and accept me as your own. And seeing Krishna dressed like Sham, the Sakhi, Radharani couldn't maintain her anger. So you'll see Damodar is dressed up just like a gopi with her little silver veena. So we get darshan of Shamsaki. Then we wander down the street to Shamsundar Temple. In Shamsundar Temple, they've put a big boat with peacock, beautiful peacock heads at the end like that. And they have extra gopis there with oars. Here they're doing Noka Bihar. Radha and Krishna floating on the Jamuna, enjoying so many wonderful boating pastimes. So this is called Noka Bihar, boating pastimes on the Jamuna. So then we chant on down through the Loi Bazaar, and we turn the corner and we come to Radharaman. Somehow or other, at Radharaman there's no special darshan, but then Radharaman's darshan is always special. So we take darshan of Radharaman and we go down the ways to Radha Gokulanan. And there they've taken Radha Binod, and he's also down. And Radharani's standing up. And again, his mukut and his flute are at Radharani's feet. But they have Radharani sitting. She's up. But they make it look like she's sitting. They have a pair of fake legs like this. They put the Radharani Didi in such a way that these legs come out, and they have the dress going all the way down to the bottom of the chair, and you see these little feet coming out. She's sitting like a big queen. And she's called Raval Rai. Because one time, Radharani was very upset with Krishna, and she was pouting in a beautiful kunj in Mansarovar, a very beautiful place on the other side of the Jamuna. And Krishna, we know from Chaitanya Charitamrita, he can't enjoy without Radharani. Even if millions of gopis are there, Krishna doesn't enjoy. And he asked where she was, and they looked all over. They found her in this kunj, weeping and weeping, and a whole lake had appeared. Because man, we just heard man. We were singing Sri Guru Charan Kamala Bhaja, man. Man means the heart. But man means anger. These were tears of anger. They saw this lake, but there was no lake before. And they followed the little stream, and they found their Radharani weeping and weeping. And they brought Krishna there, and the Supreme Personality of Godhead, on whose lotus feet all the demigods, Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, all the munis and rishis, Narada, Sukha, Devala, Vyas, they're all worshipping on his lotus feet. He's massaging the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani in this place. So this is the darshan there, and that Radharani's sitting up like a big queen with her lotus feet, and Krishna's down below serving her lotus feet. Then we go around the corner to Gopinath. We have nice kirtan all the way down to inside to Gopinath temple. And actually there's beautiful artwork there in Gopinath temple done by some devotees from Slovenia. There's a beautiful picture of Rasa dance. I always put myself in front of the gopis and Krishna are dancing like this. So I always put myself in front of that particular gopi holding onto Krishna's hands like this. And I get other people to do like that, you know, so you get your picture dancing with Krishna. But I understood from the people that this was done by some Slovenian devotees. Krishna Goswamini, who takes care of this temple, or Gopinath takes care of her, somehow she's got some Slovenian disciples. So they painted beautiful paintings on her walls there. But Gopinath is all the altars just filled with greenery. It's beautiful trees and flowers and leaves, and some little extra gopis are there. And this is called Banbihar, enjoying picnic in the forest. So you see all this beautiful flowers and trees and little fruits hanging down. And beautiful Banbihar Lila Darshan is there. Then we chant all the way through Gopinath Bazaar, and we come to the huge temple of Radha Govindadev. But we go behind that to New Govindadev temple. And there's a very interesting pastime. One time, Krishna was sitting with all his friends. He said, I just can't live without Radharani. You have to bring her here anyway, anyhow. But all the Karbos, she's in Javak with her mother-in-law and her sister-in-law. We can't bring her here. So you have to, I can't eat, I can't sleep, I can't drink, I can't live without Radharani. She has to come immediately. You go find Subal. Subal will help. So they went to Subal. Krishna needs to have Radharani here immediately. So Subal, he has very, very sweet, delicate features. In fact, he almost resembles Radharani. yeah, in a male way. So Subal, he went over to Javat. And he is walking down the path, and Jatila and Kutila, they saw Subal. And they said, "Oh, Subal, what are you doing here, Subal?" He said, "Well, one of my calves ran away, and I can't find it anywhere." "Well, then why don't you ask your friend Krishna to help you?" "Krishna, that bum, he's useless. He has no time for me. He's always with the gopis. He never has any time for me. He's not my friend anymore." Kutila and Jatila's ears perk up. "Oh, is it Subal? Huh? Oh, Subal, come here. Sit down. Have some chat, Subal. We'll go find your calf." And they run off to find Subal's calf. He runs in the house. "Radharani, quick, you have to go to Krishna. He can't eat, he can't sleep, he can't drink. He's going to live up his life without you." "But I'm here in my mother-in-law's house. Well, what can I do?" He said, "Just you do one thing. You switch clothes with me." So Radharani dresses up like a little cowherd, dresses in Subal's clothes as a little cowherd boy. And Subal dresses up like Radharani. But although she's dressed up like a cowherd boy, Radharani looks down and she says, "Subal..." Because she has certain features the cowherd boys don't have. "No problem. I told them I was looking for my calf. So here, you take this calf." She puts this calf in front of her chest like this. And she runs out the door just when Kutila and Jatila are coming. "Oh, Subal, you found your calf." And she just adjusts her little cap on her head. And she runs down the path to meet Krishna. So you'll see Radharani's dressed with her... her sari pulled up between her legs like a cowherd boy. And her two lotus feet are giving us darshan. And she's holding this beautiful silver calf right on her chest like this. So this is called, this pastime is called Subal Vesh. So that concludes our Vrindavan darshan on this day, always this day, the day after Balaram Purnima. This is the Bhadra Pratipad, the first day of the month of Bhadra. And these funny darshans are there all over Vrindavan. Also in Kartik, during the Bhisma Panchika, but then there's no schedule. Any pastime could be at any place. But this is the schedule on that that day after Balaram Purnima. So I was feeling, just in the middle of the pastime, this is that day. And I should have been on Harinam with all the devotees. We're going Harinam now here, but I should have been with everybody on Harinam, going to visit all these holy places on this very special night. So now it's a little bit late. We have to go on Harinam in a few minutes, but before we go, we'll do a little kirtan, and you're all tired of sitting, and this music, this is the national anthem of Braj. Braj ki rastriya geet. And this is dancing music, so you won't be able to sit anywhere. You'll have to dance. So you can all get up, get out of your chairs. And we need a heavy madanga player for this one. And I want you to listen carefully. This is the Braj Rag. Last night, most of you were singing the Western Rag, where you go up. But this one goes down. It's a minor. The Western Rag is major. This is a minor one. Listen carefully. Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Sham. Jai Jai Sri Vrindavan Dham, Jai Jai Radhe. Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Shyam, Jai Jai Sri Vrindavan Dham. Jai Jai Shyama, Jai Jai Shyam, Jai Jai Sri Vrindavan Dham. Jai Shyama, Jai Jai Shyama. jai shama jai jai sham jai jai sri vrindavan da jai jai hare jai jai sham jai jai sri vrindavan da Jai 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 Pavana Sri Vrindavana Dham. Pavana means pure. Pavana Radhe Teronam. Oh Radha, your name is pure. Pavana Sri Vrindavan Dham. Pavana Radhe Teronam. Pavana Sri Vrindavan Dham. Pavana Radhe Teronam. Nam Pavana Sri Vrindavan Da. Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Jam. Jai Jai Gopi, Jai Jai Gwal, Jai Jai Sadabi Harila. Now you all know Gopi, but most of you don't know Gwal. Now if you go to Vrindavan, the guy who drives the rickshaw, he's the rickshaw wala. The person who makes the sweets, he's the sweet wala, mitai wala. Who takes care of the cows, the go, he's the go-wala. Go-wala, 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 gwal. Jai Jai Gopi, Jai Jai Gwal, Jai Jai Sada, like we sing in Tulsi Artik, Sada means always, sing the glories of Biharila. Jai Jai Gopi, Jai Jai Gwal, Jai Jai Sada Biharila. Jai Jai Sada Bihari, Jai Jai Gopi, Jai Jai Gwal, Jai Jai Sada Bihari La. Jai Jai Sada Bihari, Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Jam, Jai Jai Vrindavan. Govinda, Govinda, Gauge, Prema Padarata, Pauge. Now you all know Radha Krishna Guna Gao, but this is Gauge. If you will sing Govinda, Govinda, Prema Padarata, Pauge. You will taste that thing called Prem. Govinda, Govinda, Gauge, Prema Padarata, Pauge. Govinda, Govinda, Gauge, Prema Padarata, Pauge. Gauge, Prema Padarata, Pauge. Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Jam, Jai Jai Sri Vrindavan Dham.
Jaya Jaya Rani, Jaya Jaya Jaya, Jaya 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 Jaya. Bolo Santan, Hari Hari, Mukhape Murali Adadari. Bolo Santan, Hari Hari. Sant means devotee, so in plural we say Santan. Bolo Santan, Hari Hari. Which Hari? Mukhape, on his face, Murali, Adar means lip, Dari, you know, like Giri Dari, Adar, on his lips he's holding that, Murali. Bolo Santan, Hari Hari, Mukhape Murali, Adadari. Bolo Santan, Hari Hari, Mukhape Murali, Adadari. Bolo Santan, Hari Hari, Mukhape Murali, Adadari. Hari Hari, Mukhape Murali, Adadari. Jai Jai Hari, Jai Jai Jai, Jai Jai Vrindavan. Jai Rani, Jai Jai Shyam, Jai Jai Sri Vrindavan Ram. Kunda kunda me charanamrita le, apana jivana safala kare. Now in Hindi, we like to repeat everything. So we're going from kund to kund on Prikama. So kunda kunda me, we repeat everything. Todi todi Hindi ati hai. Kunda kunda me, charanamrita le, take charanamrita and all the kunds. Apana means your very own. Jivan? Jivan means? Apana jivana, safala kare. Sa fal, you know patram pusum palam. Fal means fruit. Sa fal, with fruit, fruitful, successful. Apana jivana, safala kare. Kunda kunda me charanamritale, apana jivana safala kare. Kunda me charanamritale, apana jivana safala. Kunda kunda me charanamritale, apana jivana safala kare. Kunda kunda me charanamritale, apana jivana safala. Jai Jai Hari, Jai Jai Shyam, Jai Jai Sri Vrindavan Ram. Jai Jai Hari, Jai Jai Shyam, Jai Jai Sri Vrindavan Ram. Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Shyam, Jai Jai Sri Vrindavan Ram. Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Shyam, Jai Jai Sri Vrindavan Ram. Jai Jai Shyam, Jai Jai Sri Vrindavan Ram. Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Shyam, Jai Jai Sri Vrindavan Ram. Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Shyam, Jai Jai Sri Vrindavan Ram.
Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Shyam, Jai Jai Sri Vrindavan Dham. Jabumi Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Jai Sri Radhe. Sha Nitai Gaur Hari. Revealer of the Holy Dham, Srila Prabhupada Ki Hare Krishna. Puno wala. Now we'll go on Harinam and spread the joy of Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna.